next question is for Dr. G, and it's from Kimberly in Reno, Nevada. And Kimberly wants to know, what are the best diagnostics to run or pre-purchase elements of the pre-purchase exam to be done before you buy an OTTB?
You know, it's going to depend mostly on what you plan to use that horse for. If you're buying a horse strictly as a pet, you know, you may not even need a real pre-purchase. I mean, that's a scary thing to say, but you if you're not needing much of a performance out of that horse, then you could get away with just a quick once over, make sure it's healthy, not going to introduce anything foreign to your barn or your farm if you have one. But if you're looking for performance, you know, you're young Stuart Pittman looking to make prelim eventer, you're going to need a true once over, you know, where that's you're looking at lameness first and foremost. Radiographs end up being a fine ointment sometimes. There are so many issues that can come up with radiographs that do or don't affect some horses. So doing a pre-purchase exam that involves good lameness and flexion testing examination, and then radiographs, specifically in the thoroughbred racehorse, I do the front feet and the fetlocks. Those are, and the knees, front feet, front fetlock, knees. That's probably a bare minimum if you're looking for an athletic thoroughbred down the road. That's where most of their problems crop up, and those are the joints that have most of the issues. If you start radiographing the whole horse, that's fine, but you're going to come into other problems that you're not going to know what to make of them. The other areas are a little bit less pertinent to what that horse is going to do. You know, if you're looking to turn an off-track thoroughbred into an upper-level dressage horse, well, then you might as well look into other areas. One other caveat is that if you are planning on investment-style resale, you're going to need a more complete set of radiographs. You know, both front feet, all four fetlocks, box and stifle, because that's what's going to be radiographed once you try to sell that investment to the next person down the line. And you're going to want to know what you're starting with, because even if it doesn't affect the horse clinically, it could dramatically affect the sale. Another one, big one we see in the thoroughbreds is they're predisposed to their dorsal spinous processes being on top of each other, or what is typically termed kissing spines. And about 90% of horses with radiographically abnormal dorsal spinous processes are completely fine and non-clinical. There are 10% that it's going to affect their back, and when it does, it's a big deal. But it will kill 99% of your sales if somebody x-rays your horse's back and you see that. So that's a caveat for the investment crowd. For the athletes in the crowd, you're looking for an excellent lameness exam and then radiographs. What I see is people going on radiographs alone. You know, they're not near the horse. They don't know any vets near the horse. They take a set of x-rays. X-rays are clean or clean enough, and they say, okay, let's go. But, you know, I cannot stress the clinical examination enough, especially for a horse that needs to perform. You need a vet with their hands on, flexing, jogging, and making sure that horse is okay. So bare minimum, the once over if you don't have much to do. If you do want athletic endeavors with the horse, flexion, lameness, and a basic systems. And if you plan to invest in the style resale of the horse, then you're going to want a more complete pre-purchase rad set.